So, good morning, everyone. I get the good fortune of introducing my good friend and teacher, Venerable Panawati. So I want to introduce her in a different way this time. I want to introduce something that just maybe to also frame how we're going to work this weekend. So oftentimes, teachers will come and we teach to the lowest practitioner in the room. So we teach to that person that knows the least about the Dhamma. This kind of assumption is what happens. And Venerable does not teach like that. She teaches to the highest possible place in the room. And you may or may not feel like you are in that place, but she holds the teachings in a way that anyone who's open can begin to learn how to access it. So if you come from the judgment that I can't get that, then you're already blocking what's possible. But if you come from the judgment that I don't know, I don't understand any of this. I don't know. But it sounds interesting. Maybe I'm just going to listen a little bit longer and see. We're going to do some deep practicing today. I've practiced with Venerable for many, 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 many years. And it is deep practice. But she has an incredible way of guiding through meditation. Soften into it and soften into that guidance through the meditation. And gradually, as we go into this, you will begin to see just how accessible these very deep, what seems very esoteric to our ordinary minds, these deep practices are so accessible to all of us. And so this is what, I think this is one of the main thrust of the weekend, is to help us as lay practitioners see that Dhamma and the practice of Dhamma, meditation and the practice of meditation, is way beyond whether it can make us feel okay or help us manage our stress in the day. It's way beyond that, something completely different. So she's a monastic, so there's a degree of decorum that we provide, and yet at the same time, she has, for as long as I've known her, worked in areas with many different types of lay people. In fact, some of you that were here earlier when she used to come and sit with the homeless people in the Pike Market. What is it called? I can't even forget it. Pike Place Market. I can't even forget. I've been away from Seattle so much, I forget our landmarks. But she used to go and sit with the homeless people, bring them food and sit there and just talk with them. And became friends with many of those homeless teenagers that used to hang out there. I don't know if they still do, but used to be quite a few. She's done service all over this country, And it's strange because a monastic doesn't have any money. And so she takes her donations, whatever it looks like, and then she gives it to all these different communities that are in need. So every once in a while, we were just talking about this morning, she can come and teach these esoteric teachings to people. It's not something you can do if you go into a homeless shelter, but it's something you can do if you come into a center like this. And so we're really grateful that you're here. We're really grateful that you're bringing these teachings on a whole... whole different level. I get gushy, I guess. Okay, that's enough. Anyway, I'm just very happy she's here, and I'm very happy that we're doing this. Thank you.